never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
What's going on, America? Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. We're broadcasting live from Rochester, New York, around the world. Thank you guys so much for joining me wherever you're tuning in from. Biden delivered another week press briefing that we're going to talk about today. And I'm not surprised that I didn't learn absolutely anything. You know, a few days ago, he came out saying he was going to deliver a stark warning to the unvaccinated. Jen Psaki, his little lap dog, delivered the threatening message to the American people. And guess what? His poll ratings went from 42% down to 41%. Another disastrous low for Joe Biden. To put it into perspective as to how bad Joe Biden is doing in the polls right now, he has only a few points above President Trump after the fake insurrection occurred back in January 6th of 2021. It was 2020. Trump, during or right after the insurrection, okay, 36%, I believe. 36% approval rating. Now, we know the media lambasted Trump, just raked him through the coals, pinned the entire insurrection on Trump. Okay? So, of course, a lot of the American people were a bit brainwashed over the situation, and their approval rating for him in their book sunk severely. 36%. Joe Biden, after just 11 months of disastrous play after play, decision after decision, sits at only 41%. A few days ago, he was at 42%. He comes out, he threatens the American people once again, like totally threatens us, just decides to say, if you're not vaccinated, this is going to be a winter of hell. It's going to be a winter of death for all you unvaccinated. You're going to be taking up hospital beds. You're going to be the ones causing chaos for America. Well, Americans didn't like that, okay? 50 million people are unvaccinated. So when Joe comes out and says this crap, he's alienating 50 million people, which is a good percentage of the country's population. And he's just causing us to hate him even more. He's further dividing the country. So Joe Biden comes out a few days ago, does that, and surprise, surprise, his approval rating drops a whole percentage point. Joe Biden sits at 41%. Trump, on his worst day in his presidency after the insurrection, and when I say insurrection, I put that in quotes, at 36%. It just goes to show how bad Joe Biden's doing, how horrible he is for the country. So I'm not surprised today that he came out with a very soft, very weak press briefing. There was no stark warning, and there certainly were no threats. And it's probably because these people said, hold on a second, Joe, you got to stop threatening the American people. You really got to stop it. I mean, your poll ratings are going to be worse than Trump's on Trump's worst day. Biden's best day in office is only 6 points above Trump's worst day. I mean, again, that just goes to show how horrible of a president this man is. So there were no threats. Let's take a look at a couple clips of the press briefing. If you didn't catch it, trust me, I don't blame you. It was weak. It was boring. We didn't learn anything new. All he did was say, get vaccinated, get your booster shots about 500 times. Okay. Yes, Joe, we know you want us to get our boosters. You want us to get vaccinated. We get it. You've said it like every freaking day since you took office. What I'm still trying to understand and figure out here, however, is what you're going to do, Joe, to curb the pandemic. What are you actually going to do to stop the spread? Because so far you haven't done a damn thing. There's been more deaths under your watch than under Trump's watch. And you promised us during the campaign trail when you were running for president that if you became president of the United States, you would stop the spread. You would squash it dead in its tracks. Well, you haven't done anything. You haven't done a damn thing. All you do is yell at half the country. Let's take a look at one of the clips here.
You may think you're putting only yourself at risk, but it's your choice. Your choice is not just a choice about you. It affects other people. You're putting other people at risk. Your loved ones, your friends, neighbors, strangers you run into. And your choice can be the difference between life or death. You may think you're...
So that was probably the most threatening, the most ramped up rhetoric during the entire thing. You know, outside of just kind of telling us that we have a choice, which we already know. And it doesn't feel like it at times, does it, guys? He keeps saying it's your choice, but you're not going to travel. It's your choice, but you're not going to work for a big corporation if you don't get vaccinated. It's your choice, but I'm going to continue to treat you like second-rate citizens if you don't get vaccinated. So where's the choice exactly? I mean, where the hell is the choice? Because as far as I'm concerned, there is no choice. There's never been a choice. As soon as you start implementing mandates, that choice is gone. He's divided the country. He's forced families to literally hate each other over this nonsense. Yet he continues to say, totally your choice. Biden also announced that he is going to deploy hundreds of more vaccinators. So here's Biden's big plan. Biden came out today and said, we're going to deploy more testing sites. I mean, testing, testing, testing. What the hell is everybody's obsession with testing? Okay, listen, people, if you think you have COVID, stay home. I mean, what do you gain from getting tested? Besides maybe not wanting to infect people, which is smart, and it's the right thing to do. Do you need a test to really tell you that, though? Trust me, if you feel that crappy, that you feel like you need a test, you probably have COVID. And you should probably stay home so you don't get other people sick. But all we're doing with the mass hysteria and the testing is fueling the Biden administration's insanity even further. Because now they feel the need to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on getting tests into the homes of half a billion people. And by half a billion, I mean, you know, more than once or twice. So the testing is out of control, yet the Biden administration wants to continue to push more sites, and they're going to get vaccinators on the road. Let's have a listen.
I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms. I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators.
So anyway, that was his big plan today. He's going to get more shots in arms. I mean, how many times have we heard this? More shots in arms. We've heard it for the last 11 months. Like, okay, what else are we going to do? What really amazes me and surprises me is that the vaccinated who have now had 3-4 boosters aren't sitting here thinking, what the hell? How many more of this injection do I need to take? I mean, when are they going to actually stop and think, this isn't normal? A flu shot we only got to take once a year. I get the flu shot. I always have. I didn't get it this year. Guess what? I got the flu. Now, I know a lot of you might not care for the flu shot. Believe it works. I don't know. I have something about the flu shot. I get the flu shot. But I get it once a year. Once a year. I don't go every few months for a booster. So the whole shots in arms and booster after booster after booster, when we don't really know the long-term effects of this thing, let's be honest. This isn't misinformation. This is just straight up fact. I just can't believe that so many Americans don't consider the fact that they have to keep getting jabbed with an injection that, let's be honest, guys, we don't really know all the facts about yet. It's only been a year. It's only been a year. Forget the VAERS report. Let's talk about the long term here. We just don't know those answers yet. Kathy Hochul, Gavin Newsom, Joe Biden, and all the other far-left radical Democrats across the United States now want to start injecting our kids, which, to be honest, scares me to death. And it scares me to death because, again, we just don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. So even if the kids are surviving, Joe Biden did say today that 6 million kids have gotten vaccinated and that everything's looking good. Okay, it's only been a couple weeks, though, Joe. It's going to take a few months, if not a few years, to really know the deal. As a parent of a four-year-old, I'm freaking scared to death. I'm scared to death of this thing because we just don't have enough information. We've only been vaccinating people since what? March this year? It hasn't even been a full year. And now we want to go stick this stuff into our kids. And we know the kids aren't high risk. We know they don't transmit. I mean, there's been medical report after report that the kids barely get it, let alone transmit it. My wife and I had COVID a few weeks ago. My son, 4 years old, didn't show a single symptom, not even so much as a sniffle. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen to kids, but let's be honest. Statistics have proven kids aren't really high risk with this whole COVID virus. And not to mention, we just don't have the studies to prove that everything's just going to go okay for them. Yet Biden keeps peddling it. He sounds like a used car salesman. And all he did when in his briefing today was just come out and, again, try to push this stuff on the American people. Listen, 50 million Americans aren't vaccinated. I don't know that they're going to get vaccinated. We might not hit Joe's 70% target rate. Right now, only 56% of the population is vaccinated. In order for this to become an epidemic, we need 70%. That's a lot of people we got to convince here. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that we're going to have to back off of anybody who doesn't want to get it and let them be. I got into an argument the other day with somebody on one of my posts, and I said, listen, the worst thing Joe Biden could do is keep pushing this stuff like a used car salesman because it's forcing the American people to resist it even more. I'm sure there's a lot of people who maybe would have gotten vaccinated if they didn't feel like they were being bullied into it. Let's be honest. When you go shop for a car and you see the car salesman coming from a mile away, what's the first thing you do? You put your guard up. You say, dude, I'm good. Whenever we go, people don't like to be, they don't like to buy. People don't like to buy. They love to be sold, but they don't like to buy. So when Joe Biden pushes this stuff, okay, when Joe Biden pushes this stuff, it freaks people out and it just pisses them off even more. So Biden telling us today in his press briefing that it's our choice. Well, I don't believe that, Joe, because look how many people have lost their jobs. Look how many people aren't in work right now. How many nurses has Kathy Hochul fired? 97,000 nurses in New York State have lost their jobs. 97,000 who are actually now traveling and making 4 or 5 times more money out of this shithole state we call New York, because they're making a fortune as traveling nurses throughout the country. So they're okay, people. The nurses that Kathy Hochul fired are doing just fine. They're traveling the country right now, making $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 per week as traveling medical personnel. The only ones who are suffering right now are the sick in New York State. Those who need elective surgeries tomorrow. Those who need care immediately, and we can't give it to them because Kathy Hochul, the Wicked Witch of the East, decided to fire all of these people. As a matter of fact, today CNN reported Americans are quitting their jobs in record numbers, signaling the great resignation. Experts break down who is quitting, why they are doing so, where they are going, and what changes to expect to the job market. I'll play just a minute of this clip, but I have my own beliefs as to why people are quitting in record numbers. It's because they're sick of corporate America. They're sick of being told how to live their lives. They're sick of being forced to take something that they do not want. I've always been a big fan of choice. I've said it from the beginning. I've said it a million times. I'm not anti-vax, guys. I'm not. I am pro-choice. I'm pro-freedom to choose. And when we force this stuff on people in order to keep their job, in order to travel to see their loved ones, that's no longer a choice. The American people are saying, screw this. I've had enough. They're quitting. This economy is 2 seconds away from falling right off a cliff. I'm telling you right now, people, if you think it's bad now, you better start saving up, because a lot of you, sadly, are going to lose your job if you haven't already. Now's the time to learn how to be an entrepreneur. Now's the time to take control of your financial destiny, because we are 2 seconds away from America going into a recession that will make the Great Depression look like a freaking walk in the park. Let's take a look at the clip by CNN as to why people are leaving in record droves.
It's been dubbed the Great Resignation, one of the most confounding economic trends of 2021. Millions of American workers leaving their jobs as the coronavirus pandemic rages on. A record 4.4 million quit in September alone. In October, another 4.2 million. CNN's Matt Egan is here taking a look at this. Matt, it is one of the most interesting trends of this year, and also it may be one of the most misunderstood. What does the data tell you about why people are leaving their jobs?
Well, Kid, you're right. This is one of the most fascinating and most misunderstood trends of 2021. As you mentioned, workers are quitting at a pace we've just never seen before. Quits crashed when COVID erupted. But that really picked up steam in 2021. And between July and October, more than 4 million Americans quit their jobs each month. And this is happening for a whole number of reasons, including health concerns, a desire for more pay and more flexibility, and also childcare issues. But there's also these misconceptions about the Great Resignation. Now, one of them is that, you know, people are quitting to leave the workforce entirely. And that's often not the case. A lot of times people are actually quitting to stay in the workforce, but in a better job. Again, maybe with more flexibility and better benefits. And that's because this is a really hot jobs market. Unemployment is very low. After peaking at nearly 15% in April of 2020, the jobless rate is down to 4.2%. Workers have all the leverage. The other misconception here is that this is all about younger people who maybe don't want to work and feel like they don't need to because of government aid. But that also is not really the central story here. When you actually look at the numbers, we've seen that nearly 70% of the 5 million people who have dropped out of the workforce during the pandemic are older than 55, and many baby boomers maybe don't need to go back to work because of rising home values and investment portfolios. And don't forget, a lot of people who dropped out of the workforce are moms and dads who are dealing with childcare issues, either because of COVID concerns or because of the high cost of childcare.
So you guys get the point. Listen, there's a whole lot of blah, 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 blah. And childcare costs, I mean, they're not up that much. Let's be honest, okay? So this guy's just making excuses. CNN's just making excuses as to why everybody's quitting the workforce. We all know the real reason. It's because they're sick of the BS that corporate America keeps dishing. They're sick of the woke agenda. They're sick of the Biden administration telling them what to do. The millennials are probably, although I slam them often, in this case, they probably have a good and valid point for saying, you know what, the hell with this. We're not making shit for pay anyway. We got to get them vaccinated that we don't really care to do or deal with. And all for what? Why are we putting ourselves through this? So millennials are quitting or not entering the workforce. We've got 4.4 million people in September alone who quit the workforce. And Joe Biden continues to say everything's just fine. Clearly, it's not fine. Okay. Clearly, people have had enough. They're fed up with it. They're sick to death of it. And I think it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And I think we need to wake up and realize that this situation is being fueled not by the pandemic, but by Biden's very aggressive and tyrannical woke agenda. I mean, that's the deal. Guys, call the show, 585-643-7711. The phone number's at the bottom of the screen. Call the show. Let me know what you think about the press briefing that Biden delivered today, or about the workforce, or just anything that we're talking about the show. 585-643-7711. Now, on to my hero, the legend right now, Joe Manchin. Senator Joe Manchin has probably single-handedly saved this country from financial ruin. We all saw what happened on Saturday. Manchin on Bret Baier, Fox News Sunday, said, "I am not voting for the Build Back Better bill." Okay, which a lot of us refer to as the Build Back Broke bill. And thank God there's at least a couple Democrats out there who have a freaking brain. Okay, because listen, I don't need to be an economist to know that printing this kind of cash, another $1.75 trillion after we just spent trillions over the last few months, is going to send this country in even further debt. Inflation's going to go through the roof. You think gas prices are high now? Just wait until we print more cash. And people are freaking out and crying about the fact, well, free daycare was in that bill. Yeah, there was a lot of free crap in that bill, just like there's been every other bill. But that free crap isn't really free, people. I've been screaming about this even way back when Trump decided to deliver the first stimulus package. I said, you know what? This isn't a good idea. It's not a good idea. We're going to see gas prices rise, inflation go through the roof. We're going to see consumer products and an unemployment rate skyrocket. And sure enough, every single one of those things happened. All you have to do is have a little basic understanding of supply and demand to know that we are going to pay for this nonsense through the nose. And it happens every single time we print a boatload of cash. So Manchin comes out, says, "I'm not doing it." And my God, have the Democrats had a field day again, including CNN. CNN is raking Joe Manchin through the coals. Absolute ranking him through the coals. Guys, call the show, 585-643-7711. Lines are open. We'll put you on. I'll patch you in. Let the American people know what you think about the absolute insanity behind everything that's going on within the Biden administration. CNN host lashes out at Joe Manchin over opposition to Build Back Better bill. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats are the only ones who don't get how or understand the fundamentals of economics. I don't understand. I mean, are Republicans the only one who really get how money works here? I mean, it can't be. It can't be. Unless Democrats just don't do their research, or maybe they didn't study business as much as Republicans did. I don't know. But it's not rocket science, people. All it takes to send inflation through the roof is printing cash. And these guys want to print another $1.75 trillion. The only reason CNN and the far-left radicals are pissed off is because they didn't get more free crap. I mean, when do we put an end to the socialist crack spending? When do we stop handing out freebies that are causing this country financial ruin? Joe Manchin said, I can't vote for anything that I can't put to my constituents in West Virginia that I can't thoroughly explain. He can't get behind it. Let's break this article down a little bit and try to understand why CNN is so pissed off at Joe Manchin and what their problem is. So liberal CNN host Laura Coates lashed out Monday at Senator Joe Manchin, railing against his decision to oppose President Biden's Keystone Build Back Better legislation, which, by the way, is most likely dead on arrival because we know 50 Republicans are going to vote no. They need all Democrat senators to vote yes. It already passed the House. It goes to the Senate floor. They've put it off until after the Christmas holiday. Clearly, this bill's dead on arrival. Listen, I know people have said, yeah, but what about Mitch McConnell? What about Mitt Romney? Mitch McConnell has not, he publicly came out and said he would back the last one. He's made no mention of backing the Build Back Better bill. Mitt Romney, no mention. If there isn't a single Republican that I've heard about that actually supports this bill. So this bill, I believe, is dead on the water or is dead on arrival. While guest hosting on Don Lemon Tonight, Laura Coates slammed Manchin for derailing the bill with his announcement on Fox News Sunday that he would not be voting for it and claimed that the moderate Democrats' vote counted more than other members of Congress. That's not true. They all get to vote. I mean, it's as simple as that. The guy doesn't want to vote for the bill. He doesn't have to vote for the bill. She also went on to say, for a country founded on the refusal to have our lives ruled by a king, Congress seems to be controlled by the decisions of one man an awful lot. No, it's called a republic. A lot of people claim it's a democracy. We're really a republic. And everybody gets a vote here, Laura. That's how it freaking works. Just because Joe Biden doesn't want to go along with the insanity of his party doesn't mean we need to paint him out to be King Manchin. He's just simply shooting down what 50 of his Republican colleagues also think is a freaking insane idea. Take the Build Back Better agenda, heralded as a cornerstone of the Biden-Harris administration, Laura Coates said. For months, Democrats have tried in vain to persuade Senator Manchin to vote for the legislation. Listen, the guy voted for the last one, okay? These Democrats wanted to start, if you guys remember, at $6.5 trillion. Joe Manchin, Republicans, and even a couple other Democrats who actually have a brain cell said, no freaking way. They dropped it to 4. They dropped it to 3.5. They then ultimately split it up. Infrastructure got $1.75 trillion and Build Back Better got $1.75 trillion. And I think right now everybody is just had enough of the nonsense. Let's see what the American people have to say about this. And if you guys do want to call on the show, go ahead, 585-643-7711. In response to Laura Coates' insanity on CNN, Linda Anderson said, that's why we have a Congress, to keep the executive branch in control. Why have the Democrats forgot about the fact that we have three branches? Why have they forgot about the fact that we're supposed to debate in America, that this isn't a one-party rule system? It's only the Democrats who constantly throw their toys out of the car every single time they don't get their way. And when they don't get the vote they want, they call it a dictatorship. No, people, it's simply a vote. Just because you didn't get your way doesn't mean that the system's broken. It just means that democracy actually prevailed, and it prevailed in this case. Bobby says, Joe Manchin, a Democrat that has common sense. Time to get rid of the other corrupt bullies in Washington. I hope so. There's a lot of people, a lot of Democrats actually leaving the party this year ahead of the 2022 primaries. And do you blame them? They know they're toast in 2022. They know they're toast. They know that their 5-seat lead in the House is hanging by a shoestring. Statistically, Republicans are going to ransack the primaries next year. They are going to take the House and the Senate. You guys watch. Therefore, making President Biden a lame duck president for the remaining 2 years of his first term, provided he makes it. Right now, I don't know. The guy looked pretty sad and tired during his press briefing today. I personally didn't even think he was going to get through it. He was so tired. Let's head back to the keyboard warrior cam and see what the other American people have to say about CNN's Laura Coates lashing out at Joe Manchin for having freaking common sense. Janet said, Joe Manchin saved this country. Thank him. Thank goodness he has a real concern for Americans. And I wish more Democrats would actually have a real concern for Americans. I wish they would stop being so divisive. Listen, I know the Republican Party aren't saints, okay? We have our faults as well. Both parties need a serious slap in the face sometimes. But I don't see the divisiveness on the right that I see on the left. I constantly hear the rhetoric and the disgusting tone that the left, Democrats, and liberals throw out through the press. And it's disgusting. And I think even their own members of their party have had enough. Joe Manchin, who has very clearly stated, listen, I'm done. Mitch McConnell even extended a warm welcome over to the GOP, provided Joe Manchin wanted to join us. I thought that was a nice touch from Mitch McConnell. Very presumptuous of him to think that Joe Manchin is actually considering leaving the Democrats and joining the Republican Party. I don't think he needed Mitch McConnell's blessing, but nevertheless, Mitch McConnell gave it to him. Gary said, working at CNN, I suppose these folks suspect that they'll be needing an EBT card and food stamps soon. They need the big welfare plan. That's true. CNN is hanging by a shoestring. They are 1 foot out the door. Ratings have plummeted. And after Kyle Rittenhouse's lawsuit, I'd be surprised if there's anything left of them. Lynn Bishop said, well, it is 50-50, so it is either Kamala or Joe. Do you pitch a fit when it's Kamala? Joe has a right to vote, his conscience. And B says, Democrats seem to have forgotten one thing. They have the same voting right as Senator Manchin. He has one vote. He has every right to cast it the way he sees fit, just the same as they do. So you guys are probably wondering, well, how are West Virginians actually handling this? They're loving it. They are loving it. I was reading tons of support for Manchin in West Virginia. They're happy with this decision. A lot of West Virginians said, listen, this Build Back Better crap wasn't going to really do much for our state anyway. So they don't care. Call the show, 585-643-7711. If you want to be on the show, that number is 585-643-7711. We'll patch you in. I'd love to know what you think about all of this. We'll get you on You Made It Political. So a lot of drama, a lot of controversy on the Senate floor. It'll be very interesting to see what happens after the new year if this Build Back Better bill even continues. Stay tuned, guys. We got a lot of exciting news to cover when we come back. I'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space. To gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis, Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Listen, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like, no, not Christmas, but Australia. And what I mean by that is we continue to see these Democrat cities impose these lockdowns, these vaccine mandates, pinning each other against one another. I mean, that's what's happening right now here in America. We are dividing this country potentially beyond repair. And it's these Democrat mayors, Bill de Blasio, Lori Lightfoot, Democrat governors, Gavin Newsom, Kathy Hochul, who are imposing these ridiculous Australian-like draconian measures that, to be honest, statistically we've seen they just don't work. They don't work locking up people. If anything, it's making the coronavirus spread even worse. Yet they still want to mask us up. They want to require vaccine mandates. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot is the newest member of the Democratic Party to now impose vaccine mandates in her home city of Chicago. Breaking 911 just reported only moments ago that Chicago mayor to require vaccine proof for indoor spaces like restaurants, bars, and gyms. So Chicago becomes yet another test case to communism. Why these Democrats keep following each other is beyond me. Listen, it didn't work in California. It's not working in New York City. Why does Lori Lightfoot think it's going to work in Chicago? By the way, guys, cheers. It's Christmas week. If you're at home, go pour yourself a nice drink. It's the least we can do after such a stressful year. So I just wanted to say and point out happy holidays to all of you guys. And I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever religion you practice, I hope you have a wonderful time with your friends and family. I'll be drinking all week here on set because the year's almost over and I'm getting ready for a very, very wonderful holiday season in New Year's Eve. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's requiring vaccine passports inside restaurants, bars, and gyms. Let's break down the article. Today, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the Chicago Department of Public Health, and the Chicago Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection announced that any individual 5 years of age or older will be required to show proof that they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to dine indoors, visit gyms, or enjoy entertainment venues where food or drink are being served. The new requirement goes into effect on January 3rd. So as of January 3rd, if you're visiting Chicago or if you live in the city of Chicago, you are going to need to show proof of vaccination. This is in response to a rise in COVID-19 cases, both locally and nationally, driven in part by the Omicron variant, and is similar to requirements already in place in other large cities like New York City and Los Angeles. And again, we know that Los Angeles has been a failure. Look, 34,000 students in Los Angeles Unified School District, I reported this on a show last week, have said, screw you. We're not doing the mandate. We're just not doing it. We're not getting vaccinated. So what happened? They were all supposed to be vaccinated by the January 10th deadline, which is not going to happen anymore. So they pushed the deadline to fall 2022. People, this is what happens when you fight and push back. And I don't get why the American people don't understand that. It's very simple. Resist. Fight it. Okay? I'm not suggesting that we don't take care of each other, that we don't look after one another. But I am suggesting that we resist the mandates, that we resist the tyranny. Because if we let that go, what's the point of being American? What's the point of living in the United States of America if we're not going to be a free country? So in Los Angeles, 34,000 students said, screw you, we're not doing it. Parents said, screw you, we're not doing it. And the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest in all of California, was forced to push their mandate to fall 2022. So if you can get these people to delay a mandate, you can win the war on mandates altogether to the point where they'll drop it completely. I mean, look what just happened in New York State. Kathy Hochul said, I want masks on. 32 counties, more than 50% of the counties in New York State said, nope, we're not doing it this time, Kathy. We'll let our residents decide if they want to mask up or not, but we're not mandating it. 32 counties said our health departments will not be enforcing it. And guess what? You didn't hear a freaking peep out of Kathy Hochul. It's really that simple. I mean, it really is that simple. When the masses resist, when they say, we're not doing it, it's very easy. You win. And finally, these Republican counties had a backbone. Even Democrat, a few Democrat counties, a very few, had the backbone to resist. And the politicians finally stood up. And that's what got the job done. And I've been screaming at the GOP and the Republican politicians for a year now, saying, where the hell are you guys? When I think I'm fighting harder than our political leaders, that's a freaking problem. You got Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor of New York next year, November 2022. He's out there every day fighting, screaming, put an end to the damn mandates, keep the kids in school, stop doing this to people. Every day he's fighting. He's the only one, though. He can't do it on its own. We need to hear from everybody else. We need our own Jim Jordans or Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz's, Josh Hawley's, Lauren Boebert's, Marjorie Taylor Greene's. We need anything in New York State. And you need it in Illinois. And you need it in California. Republican members got to step up. Because right now, they're getting absolutely buried. So in Chicago, vaccine mandates start January 3rd. You must be vaccinated to attend or dine indoors, visit gyms, or enjoy entertainment. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, despite our diligent and equitable vaccine distribution, equitable. I mean, it's like you're not going to give the vaccine to anybody, okay? We know it's we know everybody's getting it. We don't need to bring the whole equity thing into the situation, but they got to. They got to sneak that in. She said, despite our diligent and equitable vaccine distribution efforts throughout the year, unfortunately, our city continues to see a surge of COVID-19 Delta and now Omicron cases. Again, why do you think that is, people? The harder they try to lock us down, the more cases we see. You don't see it in Florida. You don't see it in Texas. I can pull up the CDC COVID tracker and prove to you guys that despite the lockdowns in California and New York, we have higher death rates than Texas and Florida that have been open the whole time. The proof is in the pudding. Why do so many fail to do the research? Why do so many fail to go look at the data? I don't get it. If everybody would just take a minute to go look at the data instead of listening to freaking Fauci and the village idiot peddle their bullshit lies every single day, they'd actually think, Jesus Christ, this is not as bad as they're making it out to be. Because I just looked at the data. I mean, the data is, it's very black and white. The beautiful thing about data, people, is you don't have to guess whether someone's telling you the truth or not. You don't have to try to decipher or decode propaganda versus logic. Data is very clear if you take the time to check it out. When I looked up how many cases of COVID deaths were true cases, I found out it was a whopping only 6%, 94 cases. According to the CDC's website, 94% of all COVID cases had a comorbidity attached to it. I'm not saying it's any easier for the family to watch their loved ones die with the comorbidity, but let's be honest, there were a lot of very serious underlying conditions that caused their deaths. COVID was just the nail in the coffin. But this whole COVID's going to wipe out humanity is just nonsense, because healthy people aren't dying of COVID. The first Omicron case death, I believe it was yesterday or today. 55-year-old man, not that old, very sad. Underlying conditions, though. Every single time I hear about a death, young in a younger demographic, it's mostly accompanied with an underlying illness. He was unvaccinated. Again, that was his choice. He obviously suffered the consequences. Whether vaccination would have saved his life or not, I don't know. We just don't know that answer. We have no idea. Yet Fauci and Biden continue to peddle that the vaccinated are safer. Yes, I know Jen Psaki today in a White House briefing made it clear you're 14 times more likely to die of COVID if you're not vaccinated. I'm not going to argue the data. She put it up on a chart. If that's really the case, okay. But if you're vaccinated, then great. Again, I don't know what the obsession is with the vaccinated, concerned about the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you're safe. There's a 14 less likely chance of you, 14 times less likely chance of you being hospitalized. So why are you so scared? Lori Lightfoot said, to put it simply, if you have been living vaccine free, your time is up. Again, with the threats, Democrats, always the freaking threats. If you wish to live life with the ease to do things you love, you must be vaccinated. I mean, that is just such bullshit rhetoric. Again, Biden, where's the choice? Guys, call into the show if you want, 585-643-7711. We're talking about the fact that Biden keeps telling us we have choice. We have the choice to get vaccinated. Well, we don't, because when Mayor Lori Lightfoot comes out and says, if you wish to live life with ease to do the things you love, you must be vaccinated. That to me is not choice. That's a threat. That's you telling me I better do as you say if I want to live a free life. This health order may pose an inconvenience to the unvaccinated, and in fact, it is inconvenient by design. I mean, this is just freaking disgusting, you guys. It's really starting to look like Australia. Let's see what the American people have to say over on Breaking 911 over the fact that Chicago mayor to require vaccine proof for indoor spaces like restaurants, bars, and gyms. First World Warlord says Chicago is lost. Evacuate while the bridges are down. I would say the same thing for New York and California. Get out, people, if you've had enough. Because it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. We personally have our sights set on the southern states. We're just holding off to see if maybe we can get a Republican governor to replace Kathy Hochul next year. It's a big maybe. We're praying. If we can pull it off, we're staying. If it doesn't happen, we're probably out of here. Chris said, Chicago, where the odds of getting shot are higher than getting COVID at this point. That's true. You know, if the Democrats would worry more about their crime, their surging crime rates, if they'd worry about giving money back to the police instead of defunding the police, then we wouldn't have more gun deaths than COVID deaths, because that's exactly what's going on right now. They keep masking and blaming the pandemic on everything. Crime's up in Minneapolis, pandemic. Crimes up in LA, more shootings up 400%, pandemic, unemployment, pandemic. No, it's not the pandemic. It's the fear mongering and the ridiculous rules by the Democrats that are causing this country to go towards a recession. We just saw earlier, 4.4 million people have quit their jobs in September alone. And we tried to watch CNN explain it, and it was just a bunch of horseshit excuses. We know the real reason. People are sick of corporate America. I vowed never to work for corporate America the day I graduated college, and I never have, and I don't think I ever will at this point. Because of this, millennials are learning very quickly what BS and nonsense corporate America is, and they're not even entering the workforce. Mark Turner says, this is your daily reminder that all elections matter. I was out and about yesterday in a red state, and it's like COVID is non-existent. And I've heard that a lot. I've read many social media posts from people who are saying, listen, guys, once you leave these Democrat cities, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, you wouldn't even know COVID existed. It's almost like New York is one of the only states still playing pandemic because nobody else really seems to be too bothered. You talk to any of your friends and family down in Florida, they're living their lives as usual. No masks, no vaccine mandates, very free state. So Mark Turner's right. You leave a blue state, you walk around a red state, and you'll see just how free America really is. Papers, Please is a great example of where we're headed. I mean, listen, if we're not going to fight this, this is exactly what we are looking at indefinitely. We need to put an end to this now. We need to say no. We need to resist. For those of you who live in New York State, get to Albany on January 5th. Legislators start their session on voting for a handful of just ridiculous bills that include vaccinating our children, that include Governor Kathy Hochul or the governor of New York to be able to put in detention any sick person that she chooses with a single stroke of a pen from a judge. And we all know the judges in New York State are bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. There's a whole host of the most communistic legislative bills you would ever imagine all right here in New York State. So get to Albany on January 5th. I'll keep reminding you guys as we get closer to the date, we're going to march. We're going to protest. This is it, people. If you do not do this now, do not cry about vaccinated mandates in schools for your kids. You cannot complain any longer and do nothing about it. So I'll announce that as we get closer. It's Christmas week, guys. I hope you're having a wonderful time getting ready for the holidays. I'll be broadcasting live every day this week at 3 o'clock, all the way up through Christmas Eve. Because I love you guys. And why would I want to do anything else and spend time with all of you? Thank you guys so much for watching the show. Stay tuned every day, 3 p.m., Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. And if you want to catch the replays, check us out on Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and any of your other favorite platforms. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.